My beloved hearts, I come with a message of gratitude. For so many of you have been faithful in giving my rosaries, and I come to thank you with all of my heart, for truly I must tell you that there is presently no other force on earth more powerful than the people who are giving these rosaries around the world. Oh, so many people have such a devotion to me and give the Catholic rosaries. And although they give their rosaries with great devotion, I must tell you that if they could transfer that devotion to my new Miracle Freedom rosaries, we could transform this planet overnight. For the power of the new rosaries is almost infinitely greater than the power of the old rosaries, especially when they are given by people who have the devotion that you have and the momentum you have from decreeing for so many years. That momentum has already started an upward spiral that cannot be stopped by any force in this world as long as you maintain that momentum and the love in your hearts. And therefore, I come to let you know that those of you here and those of you around the world who have taken up these rosaries and have given them now for well over a year, you have indeed started the upward spiral that will lead to the manifestation of the Golden Age. And for this, I salute you and I thank you. I am not saying that the present number of people is sufficient to bring the Golden Age into full physical manifestation. Yet I am saying that it is sufficient to start a spiral that the forces of this world cannot turn back. And they cannot turn it back because these rosaries form a chalice for the Divine Mother. And the power of the Divine Mother is the power that will turn back the darkness on this planet. For although you have often heard me speak softly, I must tell you that I am far more today than I was when you last heard me speak through an anointed messenger. I have risen far higher in the ranks in heaven, and therefore my power is the power of the Divine Mother herself transferred to earth through my heart and yours. This is the power that no force in the material universe can stop. Because any force in this universe must use the matter light, and I am the representative of the Divine Mother for Earth, and therefore I have the authority from God to take command over the matter light as soon as those on Earth use their free will to allow me to step into their hearts and to step through the veil through them and therefore manifest my presence to free that matter light from the imperfect matrices and the imperfect visions put upon it through those who are trapped in the mind of duality, the mind of Antichrist. They shall not stand. They shall not pass into the age of Aquarius with their fear and their fear-based religions who have turned my son into an idol. They shall not pass into this new age, those who deny the Christ within themselves and those who deny the Christ within each other, within others. They have no place in the Aquarian age, for the love of the Divine Mother will reign supreme in that age. This is my decree this day. This is the judgment of the Divine Mother delivered in the physical octave to all those who deny the inner Christ and the inner path to Christhood, whether they be in the churches, whether they be in state, whether they be in the fields of science, the media, or any other area of society. Those who deny that every human being on this planet is more than a highly evolved animal. Those who deny the inner spirituality and who claim that human beings have evolved from the apes. This will not pass, for truly in the Aquarian age, all must come to know their true identity as sons and daughters of God. This is the destiny This is the destiny decreed by Saint Germain as the God of freedom for the earth. What is true freedom? It is spiritual freedom. Freedom from the false sense of identity that you are a human being, that you are nothing more than an animal, that there is nothing after death, that you will disappear when your body dies. Freedom from the belief that you are a miserable sinner who can only sin and who can never do anything right in the eyes of God. This is such a denial of the God within you that it is the worst form of blasphemy that you could possibly imagine. And yet it has run rampant on this planet to the point where scarcely anyone is unaffected by it. I am here because I have heard the cries of those who have realized that they are suffering. They have been put in a small box by the false preachers in church and state. They feel their spirits have been dampened. They have no room to move, but they have cried out to me for deliverance, even though they are not consciously aware of it. So I have responded, and I am here to set them free. And my rosary is only the first level of tools that I will give you to set free those who need to be cut free, those who are already mature at inner levels, but who have not yet freed themselves from the outer programming that have been put upon them for so many years through the Christian churches and then through the scientific establishment, always, always, always controlled by that power elite who wants to deny the spark of Christ in the true sons and daughters of God in order to maintain their control over this planet. Truly, I say to you, the key to the golden age is to hold the immaculate concept that behind all outer manifestations is the pure Mother Light. Presently, that Mother Light has taken on innumerable imperfect manifestations on earth. But I tell you that that Mother Light would rather be set free to manifest the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of God can be manifest almost instantly if enough people will hold the immaculate concept for this planet. And thus, in my new book, I explain the immaculate concept. I explain the importance of freeing yourself from the duality consciousness, because until you free yourself from that consciousness, you cannot fully hold the immaculate concept. You cannot fully understand and embrace that immaculate concept and understand what it truly means. And truly, I shall give other teachings on this, as shall other masters. And for now, I simply come to say, thank you for giving my rosaries. You are making a difference. And thus I seal you in the love of my heart until I shall speak again.